Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 143rd Psalm, we read, "Hear my prayers, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Lord our God, we call upon you in a stressful time. We ask that you will continue to bless us with your guidance so we may be faithful in our responsibilities here and do what is truly required of us. We also ask that you continue to watch over all those who serve the sick and the needy in our state and country and our world. May scientists find a cure and a way to protect us from this devastation, from COVID-19 and other things that lay to waste, and restore our sense of community and activities that are so needed. And blessed are those who have died, and we ask you to bring comfort to those who grieve. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy. Crawford. Cunningham. Eigel. Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer. May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, here. Whelan, aye. Williams, present.
Senator from Butler, it's here. Senator from the 4th, it's here. The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, for the benefit of the body, we have three journals to approve. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from April the 8th of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 40th day, Wednesday, April 8, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from Senator Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. To close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal from April 8th be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that opinion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from April the 8th. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from April the 13th of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 41st day, Monday, April 13, 2020. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it had been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the journal from April the 13th, the reading be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from April the 13th. Madam Secretary, please read the journal from April 23rd of 2020.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 42nd day, Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. The Senate met pursuant
Senator from
to
Boone.
Adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the journal from April 23rd, the reading be dispensed with and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal from April 23rd, 2020. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin County, if you could dispatch with the I didn't get a turkey story. Your presence is required.
President.
You have a committee scheduled to send forward, Senator?
Mr. President, I'm sending a new schedule. Please print in the journal.
Please send your committee schedule forward. It will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees.
Senator from Webster.
Mr. President, I do not have a report. I turned in some last week when we were up here.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Professional Registration has a report. It's on the desk up there.
Someone bring that report.
I've got it.
Oh, it's right there. All right. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 2046, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, you can read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 1711, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernskeeter, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary, Criminal and Civil Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, could you please read the report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Bill 1450, House Bill 1296, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1331, and House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1898, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lueckdemeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills in the formal calendar, and I would ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar. First bill is Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 632, the senator from Andrew County.
One second.
President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 632 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 632 be third read and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the bill that just simply extends the sunset for the Rural Broadband Grant Program until 2027. It's a very, very simple bill that just moves it on. There's a few maybe other, that's pretty much it. So, thank you. With that, I'd take any questions or renew my motion.
The senator from Andrew County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 632. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I do close and I renew my motion.
Senator from Andrew County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 632 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 632, an act relating to grants to expand access to broadband internet service in unserved and underserved areas of the state. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Lueckdemeyer, May. Nasheed. O'Loughlin. Onder. Riddle. Rizzo.
Aye.
Rowden. Sater. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Williams.
For these kits at the state level, and then also things that are put into the computer also not sunshineable. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
The Senator from the 15th District has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 569. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 15th District renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 569 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 569, an act relating to victims of sexual offenses. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins.
Aye.
Huff.
Aye.
Koenig.
Aye.
Libela. Lucht-Meyer. May. Nasheed. O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh,
aye.
White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
aye.
By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. President.
Senator from Boone.
I object to my own. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate concurrent resolutions, and I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Cole for a motion on SCR 32.
Don't worry, Senator. It happens to some majority leaders, not all, but some. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate concurrent resolutions. The Senator from Cole is recognized on Senate concurrent resolution number 32. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate concurrent resolution number 32 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cole County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate concurrent resolution 32 calls on our federal representatives to support and contribute to this legislation and to help us find out what happened to our POWs and MIAs. It just asks for their support. And there's a congressional bill. What is that number? Senate Bill 2794, and it asks for them to support that bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Senator, if the chair missed it, would you care to move for the adoption of the resolution?
I did, Mr. President.
Would you care to say that out loud?
I move for the adoption of the Senate Concurrent Resolution 32.
Thank you, Senator. I apologize for that. The Senator from Cole has moved for the adoption of SCR 32. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Concurrent Resolution number 32 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. I'm sorry. It is a roll call vote. That was a test. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lueckemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from Green, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the resolution has been adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, The order of business is announcements. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rule.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.